Laboratory 5A, Transforming Bacteria with the P. ERA-R Plasmid. So far, in your quest to clone a gene, you have prepared to verify the plasmid by performing a restriction digest, Laboratory 2A, then confirm the identity of the provided plasmid using gel electrophoresis, Laboratory 4A. In this laboratory, you will carry out another step of the gene cloning process, transforming E. coli bacteria with the provided plasmid. In the biopharma industry, this process would be used to create the human therapeutic protein. You will divide E. coli bacteria that have been pre-treated with calcium chloride into two groups, a control group to which no plasmid will be added, and a treatment group to which you will add the P. ERA-R plasmid. After heat shocking both groups of cells, you will grow them under several different conditions. All of the bacteria will be grown on three agar plates, petri plates containing agar mixed with a medium or food source named Luria broth, or LB, that supports bacterial growth. One plate will just contain LB agar. A second will have the antibiotic ampicillin, AMP, added to the LB, and a third will include LB, AMP, and arabinose sugar, ARA, to activate transcription of the protein of interest, RFP. By examining the growth of bacteria under these conditions, you can verify that your transformation procedure worked, and you can identify the bacteria transformed with the P. ERA-R plasmid. How will you know if you are successful? The bacteria will have a new and highly visible trait. They will now produce RFP, which makes the cells red or bright pink. If you were making a human therapeutic protein, the bacteria would produce that protein, which would be invisible. However, the products created by the bacteria would be tested to ensure that they contained the desired protein. The P. ERA-R plasmid, which you reviewed in Chapter 2A, is shown again in Figure 5A.3. And Figure 5A.3 illustrates the P. ERA-R plasmid. The relevant components of this plasmid are the arabinose activator protein gene, ARA-C, the promoter, P-BAD, the RFP gene, and the ampicillin resistance gene, AMP-R. Their roles are as follows. ARA-C. The ARA-C gene codes for an activator protein, which turns on the promoter in the presence of arabinose, a simple sugar. An activator is a protein that regulates transcription of a gene by binding to a sequence near the promoter, thus enabling RNA polymerase to bind to the promoter and initiate transcription of the gene. Activator proteins are used in some recombinant plasmids to control production of the protein of interest. P-BAD. P-BAD is a promoter. RFP. The RFP gene codes for the expression of red fluorescent protein, AMP-R. The AMP-R gene confers resistance to the antibiotic ampicillin. If arabinose, a sugar, is present, the activator protein from ARA-C turns on the promoter. RNA polymerase then binds to the promoter and begins transcription of the RFP gene. When the RFP gene is expressed, the bacteria turn bright pink. The AMP-R gene is a selectable marker and confers resistance to the antibiotic ampicillin. Only bacteria that carry this gene will survive an antibiotic. Only the bacteria containing both the gene for antibiotic resistance, in addition to ARA-C, P-BAD, and the RFP gene, will survive and show the bright pink coloring. Handouts. Bacterial Growth Predictions, RM5. before the lab. Discuss the following with your group and be prepared to share your thoughts with the class. 1. Ampicillin is an antibiotic that kills bacterial cells by disrupting the formation of cell walls. However, the P. ara-R plasmid has the ampicillin resistance gene, which produces a protein that breaks down ampicillin. What is the purpose of growing bacteria that have been transformed in the presence of ampicillin? 2. What will happen when bacterial cells that contain the P. ara-R plasmid are not given arabinose? 3. In the lab, you will add samples of the control group P- and the treatment group P+ to plates that contain various combinations of urea broth, or LB, ampicillin, and the sugar arabinose. The plates will be arranged as follows. First, the LB plate, then the LB amp plate, and then the LB amp era plate. Using the key on bacterial growth predictions, RM5, show your predictions for the growth you would expect for each combination. Then fill in Table 1 and Table 2 in the handout by describing the conclusions that can be drawn if the predicted growth occurs or does not occur. 4. Read through the methods section on pages C49 through C53 and briefly outline the steps using words and a flowchart. Safety. All appropriate safety precautions and attire required for a science laboratory should be used. Please refer to your teacher's instructions. Safety. Use caution when handling E. coli bacteria and use aseptic technique. Aseptic technique is a set of procedures that ensure protection of both the lab worker and the bacterial sample, which is necessary for the experiment to be successful. Specifically, do not touch anything that has been or will be in contact with E. coli bacteria. Students handling equipment that comes into contact with bacteria should wear gloves. Try to avoid spills or contamination of surfaces with anything that has been in contact with E. coli bacteria. Immediately inform your teacher if a spill or contamination occurs. When you have finished using microfuge tubes, pipette tips, and cell spreaders, place them immediately in the biohazard bag or waste container as directed by your teacher. When directed to do so, place your Petri plates in the biohazard bag. Wash your hands well with soap after completing the lab. Materials. Reagents. A rack with the following. Microfuge tube of P. ara-R plasmid, RP. Microfuge tube of urea broth, LB. Microfuge tube of 100 microliter of chilled competent E. coli cells, CC. Note, the CC tube must be kept on ice at all times. 3 Petri plates with agar. 1 of LB, 1 of LB amp, 1 of LB amp era. Equipment and supplies. Styrofoam cup of crushed ice. Note, fill a cup with some of the crushed ice from the container holding the CC tubes before taking a CC tube. You'll need to keep the CC tube on ice at all times. 2 1.5 milliliter microfuse tubes. Permanent marker. Disposable gloves. P20 micropipette. P200 micropipette. Tip box of disposable pipette tips. Pack of cell spreaders will be shared among groups. 42 degrees Celsius water bath with floating microfuse tube rack will be shared among all groups. Timer or clock will be shared among groups. Colored tape will be shared among groups. 37 degrees Celsius incubator will be shared among all groups. Biohazard bag for materials that come into contact with E. coli cells will be shared among groups. Waste container will be shared among groups. Methods. 1. Check your rack to make sure that you have the reagents listed. 2. Obtain a CC tube from the ice-filled container, placing it in a styrofoam cup of ice. Lab technique. The competent cells in this lab must be kept cold. Be sure to pick up microfuse tubes by the upper rim to avoid warming the cells with your hands. 3. Label 2 clean microfuse tubes, P- and P+. 4. Place the P- and P+ tubes in the styrofoam cup of ice with the CC tube. Lab technique. Bacterial transformation requires sterile techniques. It is essential that these directions be followed precisely. 5. Using the large P200 micropipette, add the competent cells from the CC tube to the P- and P+ tubes. A. Set the P200 micropipette to 50 microliters. B. Very carefully resuspend the bacterial cells in the CC tube by gently pumping the pipette 2 times in the solution. C. Add 50 microliter of CC to each of the empty chilled tubes, P- and P+, holding each tube at its rim to keep it cold, and return each tube quickly to the ice. Lab technique. To avoid contamination, be sure to use a new micropipette tip for each addition. 6. Using a new pipette tip and the P20 pipette, add RP to the tube labeled P+. A. Set the P20 micropipette to 10.0 microliter. B. Hold the chilled P+ tube by the upper rim and add 10.0 microliter of RP. Mix the solutions by pumping the pipette 2 times in the liquids and return the P+ tube to the ice. 7. Keep the P- and P+ tubes on ice for 15 minutes. Note, during the 15-minute interval, share and discuss your answers to question 3 in Before the Lab. 8. While the cells are on ice, prepare your 3 agar Petri plates, 1 plate each of LB, LB Amp, and LB Amp Era. A. Label the bottom of each plate, the part that contains the agar, with your group number and class period. Write small and on the edge of the plate. B. With the plates closed, draw a line on the bottom of the LB plate and the LB amp plate that divides each plate in the middle. Label half of each plate P- and the other half P+. Label the LB Amp Era plate P+. The plates will be arranged as follows. First the LB plate, then the LB Amp plate, and then the LB Amp Era plate. 9. Following the 15-minute incubation on ice, carry the P- and P+ tubes in the cup of ice to the 43 degrees Celsius water bath. Place the 2 tubes in the floating microfuge tube rack in the water bath for exactly 45 seconds. 10. After the 45-second heat shock, immediately place the tubes back on ice and leave them there for at least a minute. If the next class will not use the tubes immediately, store them in the refrigerator until ready for use. 11. Using the large P200 micropipette, add LB to the P- and P+ tubes. A. Set the P200 micropipette to 150 microliter. B. add 150 microliter of LB to the P-minus tube, cap the tube, and gently flick it two or three times to mix. Lab technique. To avoid contamination, be sure to use a new micropipette tip for each solution. C. Add 150 microliter of LB to the P-plus tube. Cap the tube and gently flick it two or three times to mix. 12. If time permits, allow the cells in the P-minus and P-plus tubes to incubate at room temperature for 15 minutes. Stop and think. How is the P-plus bacteria culture treated differently from the P-minus bacteria culture? A culture is an isolated population of cells. What is the purpose of the P-minus bacteria culture? Why do the cells need time to recover after the heat shock? Why are the cells incubated at 37 degrees Celsius? You used aseptic technique in this lab. Why is this important? 13. Add cells from the P-minus tube to your LB and LB amp plates. A. Set the P200 micropipette to 50 microliters. Lab technique. To avoid contamination, be sure to use a new micropipette tip for each solution. B. Gently pump the pipette two or three times in the P-minus tube to suspend the cells and load 50 microliter of the P-minus cells. C. Open the lid of the LB plate like a clamshell and add 50 microliter of cells from the P-minus tube to the section marked P-minus. Close the lid. D. Again, gently pump the pipette two or three times in the P-minus tube to suspend the cells and load 50 microliter of the P-minus cells. E. Open the lid of the LB amp plate like a clamshell and add 50 microliter of cells from the P-minus tube to the section marked P-minus. Close the lid. 14. Spread the cells from the P-minus tube on your LB and LB amp plates. A. Open the package of sterile cell spreaders at the end closest to the spreader handles. Remove only one spreader and close the package to keep the others sterile. B. Open the lid of the LB plate like a clamshell and spread the cells evenly across the entire P-minus side of the plate by gently moving the spreader across the agar surface. Keep the cells on the P-minus side of the plate. Close the lid. C. Carefully spread the P-minus cells on the LB amp plate using the same spreader and technique. Lab technique. Hold the spreader by the handle and do not allow the bent end to touch any surface, as this will contaminate the spreader. Place the used spreader in the biohazard bag. 15. Using a new pipette tip, add cells from the P-plus tube to your LB, LB amp, and LB amp era plates. A. Make sure that the P200 micropipette is set to 50 microliter. Lab technique. To avoid contamination, be sure to use a new micropipette tip for each solution. B. Gently pump the pipette two or three times in the P-plus tube to suspend the cells and load 50 microliter of the P-plus cells. C. Open the lid of the LB plate, like a clamshell, and add 50 microliter of cells from the P-plus tube to the section marked P-plus. Close the lid. D. Again, gently pump the pipette two or three times in the P-plus tube to suspend the cells, and load 50 microliter of the P-plus cells. E. Open the lid of the LB amp plate like a clamshell and add 50 microliter of cells from the P-plus tube to the section marked P+. Close the lid. F. Set the P200 micropipette to 100 microliter. Gently pump the pipette two or three times in the P-plus tube and load 100 microliter of the P-plus cells. G. Open the lid of the LB Amp Era plate like a clamshell and add 100 microliter of P-plus cells to various areas across the surface, not just a single spot. Close the lid. 16. Spread the cells from the P-plus tube on your LB, LB Amp, and LB Amp Era plates. A. Open the package of sterile cell spreaders at the end closest to the spreader handles. Remove only one spreader and close the package to keep the others sterile. B. Open the lid of the LB plate, like a clamshell, and evenly spread the cells on the P-plus side of the plate, and only on this side, by gently moving the spreader across the agar surface. Close the lid. C. Carefully spread the P-plus cells on the LB Amp plate using the same spreader and technique. D. Carefully spread the P-plus cells on the LB Amp Era plate using the same spreader. Then gently rotate the plate beneath the P-plus spreader so that the cells can be spread over the entire surface of the plate. Close the lid. Lab technique. Hold the spreader by the handle and do not allow the bent end to touch any surface, as this will contaminate the spreader. Place the used spreader in the biohazard bag. 17. Allow all three plates to sit right side up for at least 5 minutes, or until the liquid soaks into the plate. 18. Use the provided tape to tape all three plates together, and label the tape with your group number and class period. 19. Place the plates in the 37 degrees Celsius incubator upside down to prevent condensation from dripping onto the gels. 20. Place all microfuse tubes, pipette tips, and cell spreaders in the biohazard bag. 21. Incubate the plates for 24 to 36 hours at 37 degrees Celsius. If no incubator is available, the plates may be stored at room temperature for up to 48 hours. 22. Examine the plates. In your notebook, record the amount of growth on each half. 23. Discard the Petri plates in the biohazard bag when directed to do so.